Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
To you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio, Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We got McKeon and Tom back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 27 minutes. The NCAA tournament bracket is down to two teams. Texas Tech, who knocked off Michigan State 61-51, and that Auburn-Virginia game, the last 5 minutes, the first 35 minutes was a snoozer. Last 5 minutes were awesome. And Virginia hits three free throws. Guy has the basketballs to do it. They're in the title game on Monday. Early Vegas lines were seeing a one-point Virginia favorite number. I don't like it. I think Texas Tech wins by double digits. Their defense is the best I've seen from any team in any NCAA tournament. I know we can go old school Georgetown. I get that. But it's amazing. So you tell me, who do you like Monday? And with the 9:20 Eastern start, 6:20 Pacific time, are you making an appointment to watch that game? You tell me. And also, with the review at the end, I say add turnovers. If you're looking at the monitor for the clock, if a ball touched a hand, a shoulder, a finger, you could look and see that Jerome double dribbled and you say Auburn ball and there's video evidence and nobody would complain. Do you like my idea? Because we need to get officiating straight. I think the NFL took big steps to avoid another New Orleans fiasco, and pass interference will be able to be awarded even if there wasn't a call or taken away. I love it. If you have video evidence, nobody will complain. By the way, think about New Orleans. Last 2 years, they could have had two Super Bowl rings. Think about that. The miracle in Minnesota and the no call on the PI at the Superdome. So you can answer those questions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Yeah, I wonder if Coach Beard, I'm listening to the update with John Fass, and I'm glad I get to coach one more game with these guys. Is he gone? Is he going to go to UCLA, get a payday? Tech won't have that basketball money. Man, his defense is amazing. And they didn't get one. 49 teams got a point, which would be a vote in the preseason poll. And they weren't one of the 49. They lost four starters. They're still young. I don't know if necessarily he's going to run, win or lose on Monday night. But between Coach Beard and Coach Izzo, and you look at what these guys, what they lost from a year ago. Izzo lost Jaren Jackson Jr. to Memphis in the NBA, one and done. Miles Bridges leaves for the NBA and the Hornets. Josh Langford, a guy that was, you know, worth 15 to 20 a game, he's out for the year. Nick Ward had time lost. Kyle Arnes was a solid 6th, 7th body off the bench. He's injured. And they found a way to be Big Ten regular season co-champs with Purdue, win the Big Ten tournament title, beat their rival Michigan 3 times, who was a 2 seed in the tournament. And you watch what Tech did to Michigan. And you think about Michigan State getting to the Final Four and how they sent Zion and Coach K home for the offseason. That was a heck of a season for Michigan State. And the storyline of Virginia being knocked out by Maryland, Baltimore County, trailing Gardner-Webb by 14 in their NCAA tournament opener this year. Oh no, it can't happen again to a 16 seed. Out of one would lose him back-to-back years. Could you have imagined the history? Forget about the Bills and four Super Bowl losses. If Virginia would have been ousted in back-to-back years by a 16 seed, instead, they have found a way to be the miracle men of Virginia. And if they win on Monday and they're cutting down the nets and they have their one shining moment, that journey for those guys in that locker room, the returning players, the coaches, that's a personal journey. Maybe family members, support staff, that will be so powerful to those who were there when Maryland, Baltimore County shocked the world as the first 16 seed to beat a one seed a little over a year ago. I don't think that's going to happen because of Tech's defense, because of the way Virginia slows it down. They struggle to score. And Texas Tech is the best defensive team in college basketball. And what they've done in this tournament is remarkable. And their wins have all averaged by double digits, and they will beat Virginia by at least 10 on Monday. So you can join in on the conversation. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to George in Los Angeles. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Huge. How we doing, buddy?
Doing good, Georgie. How's life out in L.A.?
Oh, it's great, man. You know, I grew up in Lubbock, man. So proud of Texas Tech, man. I mean, they're really a miracle team this year. I mean, their coach Beard, I don't know if you know a story about him. He was sleeping in his car a few years ago when they gave him the job, and he's very hungry. He's not going nowhere, man. Tech would take care of him. Trust me. The people in Lubbock are good people, Huge. And this team is everybody picks against them. They just keep winning by double digits. Isn't that amazing?
That's why I'm picking them, George. Thanks for the call in Los Angeles. The win by 10. This will be 50 to 40. I'm telling you, Virginia struggles to score. And when they get into a half court with Texas Tech, it's game over. Dwayne in South Carolina, here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, man. Great show. Always keeping it live late night. That's hard to do, and you do a great job.
Thank you, my man.
Hey, look here. On the under 2 minutes, I'm going to disagree with you, knowing that, first of all, there are so many violations that are created to all of a sudden make the adjustment for, say, carrying, double dribbling, the second touch by the hand. I just think at that end, that was egregious, though. That was as bad as the PI in the New Orleans game, you know, because it was so egregious. So, yeah, I felt the same way. I told my whole mega cast the same thing when the call wasn't made before anybody else mentioned it. I couldn't believe they didn't call the double dribble when he picked it up. But Chris Beard, great job in what he's done. But he better stay, and I'm telling you, it is hard to get a group of guys to play the defense that you keep alluding to, one of the greatest we've ever seen. I'm telling you, it's hard to get kids to play that kind of defense and commit to it. That is, it's the most amazing I've seen in the millennial era. I'm serious.
All right, well, thank you, Dwayne, for the wonderful call from South Carolina. Your huge opinions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Jackie in Providence, Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, Billy? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Jackie.
I'm just going to let y'all know I'm up here in Rhode Island now, but I grew up down in Richmond, Virginia. Love my Hoos. Always been a fan of them. This is not just about Virginia, Texas Tech. This is about Val Sampson. It's about those teams that just never made it. It's about those UVA kids. And you see Ralph in the stands the other day. He's probably 60 years old now, but we're going to root these boys on through. And I think you're wrong about the game score. I think Virginia's going to be up by double digits with about 10 minutes left, and they might even win by 20.
Wow.
That's how I'm looking at it, because I think they're strong defensively too. And when they do shoot, when they do get it, and they haven't really scored a lot in this tournament. They've been squeaking out wins and having that luck of the Irish with them there. When they start hitting, it could be lights out for Texas Tech. So I hear all these Texas folks calling, talking about the Red Raiders, blah, 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 and Lubbock. Well, they might be just going home crying on Monday night. I'm just going to break that down to you, all right?
Thank you, Jackie. I appreciate the love from Providence, Rhode Island for your Cavaliers from Virginia. John out in Sacramento, California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge, how are you?
How you doing, Johnny?
I am doing fantastic. I want to talk about a little bit of this Red Raiders defense, and that is its normalcy to where our Sacramento Kings are trying to play, and Doug Christie's old defense, the way he used to play, our whole team is going to start playing defense just like that. And if you look at Marvin Bagley, he is going to be a defensive strategist who has no answer. Nobody will have answers for him. Anyways, and I really want to hear what you have to say about some of the NBA.
All right, well, thank you, Johnny, in Sacramento. I like the Kings to be one of those next teams, and I think the Kings will win a playoff series before LeBron wins one in a Lakers uniform. Brian in Dallas, Texas, listening on 105.3 FM in the Metroplex. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey now, Bill. First time, long time. How you doing, sir?
Hey, welcome to the show, and thanks for listening.
Hey, how about these Raiders, man? They're doing great.
They're awesome. The best defense I've seen for a tournament. I'm not going to say, you know, every game they've ever played, but what I've watched in this tournament, I've never seen better team defense.
No, I couldn't agree more. They go out there every game. They hit them with the high. I went took a road trip with some of my buddies to some of their games over this season. JD, Ryan, the limo driver, Robin, Howard, Fred. And, man, it's just been a great team to watch. I think they're going to be good for many more years to come as well.
They got to win Monday night against Virginia?
Absolutely, they're going to win. I'd like to give them a big Baba Booey shout-out as well. They're going to definitely take it home for Virginia. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Hey, that guy thanked more people than Julia Roberts did at that Academy Awards address. Thank you for listening on 105.3 FM. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That is the number to deliver your huge opinions. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. We do have Tom and McKeon back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 10 minutes. Championship game is set on Monday, Texas Tech and Virginia. How many people are going to make an appointment to watch it? Who do you like and why? And is Texas Tech the best defensive team you've seen for one NCAA tournament so far? Can they finish it off by finishing off Virginia on Monday? I like them by double digits. Red Raiders will be your national champions. You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Brian. Or actually, Ray in Alabama. Now let's go to Adam in Foxborough, Massachusetts. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
I got to say first, before I get into the Auburn foul call, I want to say I feel like out of all the net, I know you're not from the Massachusetts, Boston area, but I feel like I want to give you props for defending the Patriots over everything, like, just being neutral. So I'm going to come in and be neutral about the foul call. You know, like, I feel like you were the best at defending the Patriots as far as a national guy. It was you. It was really you. Like, as
Thank
far
you.
As, like, just certain, I don't want to say the word, but starts with a B, you know, an S.
No, you know what? I'm honest, and I'm not connected. I know my son Ace has been a lifelong Brady fan, but my fandom doesn't affect my straight shooting and huge opinions. And I think the Patriots, people just pile on because they're jealous of the way they win. That's it.
And I played basketball my entire life, and if he just put his hands up and stood over, that's not a foul. But and I was cheering for Auburn. So I'm neutral. I'm cheering for Auburn just because college sports aren't big in Boston in general. And I was cheering for Auburn, and that was a foul no matter what. You hit him when he was shooting, that's a foul. Like, there's no – and, the bar I was at, it was all – you know, like, there was a bunch of people cheering for the 5.5 for Auburn, but – hey, and they still won, but nobody wanted overtime, if you know what I mean. You know, but it was interesting because it was a foul. If he just stood there with his hands up and doesn't touch him, it's not a foul. But he bumped into him, and in any basketball, that's a foul. And I'm going to hang up and let you talk. I love you, man.
Yeah, love you guys too. Thanks for listening in Foxborough, Massachusetts. If you remember when Guy hit that, they're down four, and he hits the three. The defender did go straight up, didn't lean in, didn't jump. If you watch the video with Guy, you get the defender jumping. He realizes he doesn't want to foul him, but his momentum carries in the guy. It was a foul. There's no debating it. That's it. Only people angry, maybe you're on the other end. I don't know what the final line was. You're angry about that. Maybe at the money line. Because Auburn was the underdog. The question is the double dribble, how the ref missed that. And that's why I don't mind in the final 2 minutes. I don't mind if each coach had a challenge. But you can't, it would have to be done before there was another point scored, because you can't go back and take away points. And that's why for games as big as the NCAA tournament, conference tournament games, you have a master control like you do for the NHL, like you do for the NFL. You do the sky judge thing. You do it. You have the technology. It can happen quickly. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I think Sports America tweets at Saturday Huge. I called it, and yes, I'm bragging. Texas Tech is his national champion. I wonder how many people, if you're from Texas or you have a connection, that's the only reason you did that. Matt Harrington comments, you can't go back and make up a call you missed. You are reversing the past. If you didn't see it or out of position, then oh well, I can't go back and reverse a ball I called when it should have been a strike. Can't take the humanity out of it. Well, you do take the humanity out of it, Matt. You take the humanity out of it to see if a ball hits somebody's hand and goes out of bounds, right? You take the humanity out of it, Major League Baseball umpires, NFL officials, college football officials. I'm not going to buy that humanity. If you're going to review clock, if you're going to review a ball touching somebody's knee, foot, or finger, you can go back. If there hasn't been any points scored, and again, it would have to be spelled out, before there's another point scored, you would have to be able to reverse that. And as an official, I think it was Vinny from Jersey. That doesn't seem to be a stereotypical name from New Jersey. Hey, how you doing? I'm Vinny. He called earlier. He trains officials. And he said if it's a 12-point game, no, you wouldn't review it. But if it's a critical play, you would. Last 2 minutes. And I'm only saying NCAA tournament games and conference championship games. I'm not talking every regular season game. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Gerald in Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, let me just congratulate Texas Tech. No one in Texas saw this. This is a total, total surprise. People in Texas are happy, but no one saw Texas Tech. Believe me, because Texas Tech is out in the way in a part of Texas that almost is in New Mexico or Arizona. And so I'm happy for them. This is very good for Texas Tech. And so it shows that basketball is played all over the country and just not in the East. So that's the point. The second point is those two calls. Auburn will say, even though the gentleman did file them, that why are you going to make this call but don't make that call? And I agree with you totally. You know, because I officiate basketball. The trail official in a three-man game should have been at half court and saw that play. That is where the mistake was. He was beyond that. So when it happened so fast, now we're talking real time, that when the gentleman dribbled the ball, it went off his foot, but it came right back to him. So the trail official didn't actually see anything. We saw it because we were looking at television. And so that's where I think the problem lies. Now, the guy from Auburn did file him. I don't know why he ran and got up under him. He just should have put his hands up. But that being said, you got to give Virginia credit. The gentleman went to the free throw line and made three free throws under pressure. And you got to give a lot of credit to that gentleman for doing that. But those calls, that's part, we're human. And when you're human, you make mistakes. And that's all I can say. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And that's the nature of life, isn't it? We learn very quickly. But as you get older, you realize that happens. But like I said, we never saw Texas Tech coming. No one. If they say that, they're not telling the truth.
No, you know, Gerald, and thank you for listening on AM 610 down in Houston. I mentioned, I think Bruce Feldman, Fox, The Athletic, said that 49 teams received points, votes, whatever you want to say, in the preseason basketball poll, and Texas Tech was not one of those teams. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Well, thanks a lot for taking my call, Huge. I do want to get a few things in, though, just about March Madness in general and the Final Four. First off, does anyone in sports have a better gig than Jim Nance? I mean, this guy literally just called a historic sixth Super Bowl for the Patriots 2 months ago. He'll wrap up the tournament here Monday night and then go directly to Augusta, Georgia. Does anyone in sports have a better than Jim Nance?
No.
I just think he's on top of the world right now. As far as the Final Four games and the national title, you know, being in Pennsylvania, an East Coast viewer, I'm going to try my best to watch because, you know what, I have no dog in the fight, but I'm a fan of the games. That being said, though, these tip-offs at 9:20 on a Monday night just do not sit well with me or other working folks. I really wish the NCAA would try their best to move the games up a little bit, even to 8:30, if that would be asking too much. And also, I can't see the ratings being too overly high. People always say they love Cinderella. Well, the ratings don't necessarily reflect that. I think it could be a very competitive hell, possibly an overtime game, but I just don't think the ratings are going to be all that great, but I'm sure hoping for a heck of a game.
Thank you, Jimmy, in Pennsylvania. To the rest of you listening across North America, if you want to join in with your huge opinions, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'll read some tweets before the end of the hour, 24/7 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. We have Tom and McKeon. What's Tom's last name, McKeon? He's a rookie, got called up to the big leagues from our Schenectady.
It's Tom Hanselin, Bill.
Tom Hanselin?
That's right.
All right, Tom. You got called up to the big leagues. You're doing a good job. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
I have a tear in my eye. Thank you. I know McKeon's all wound up on 22 Mountain Dews because Auburn and Michigan State were in his pool, and he's toast.
Yeah, no, they weren't, actually, Bill. I just won $600 in my pool. That game clinched my pool for me. I actually won my bracket.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow. So that's why all of a sudden you changed from being snappy and grumpy to happy?
That may have something to do with it.
So who'd you have winning your pool then?
I had Duke winning, But what the benefit I had actually is most people in my bracket had Duke winning or Kentucky or someone else that already was kicked out. And the last person that I was up against had Michigan State winning, and I had Texas Tech winning, and I won because of Texas Tech's stellar defense.
And I think announcing on a nationally syndicated talk show that you won money for entertainment purposes only doesn't defy any law.
No,
and
not
I'm,
at all.
I'm happy for
legal,
it.
It was a legal pool, I promise.
It's legal.
Yes.
Hey, man, you know what? Betting will be legal everywhere. Have you watched that on Showtime Action where they talk about sports gambling and the legalization in some states and where it's coming?
Yeah, it's actually fantastic. And what's something that interests me a lot about the sports gambling is the amount of money that these states are bringing in now. If you notice, Bill, like just when the states that have gambling legalized in them, it's amazing how much money per month they're bringing in.
Oh, they had a sports handicapper out of Vegas. She's beautiful. I'd never even heard of her. And I watch this on demand about sports gambling on Showtime, which is part of the CBS family of networks. And she hosts an online, you know, like sports picks or something. She's gorgeous, but she knew everything when it came to sports. And I'll tell you what, when you get a beautiful woman who knows sports, there's not a better woman on earth. A beautiful woman who can tell you who's going to win games. You tell me what size ring you want, I'm buying it, and we're getting married in Vegas.
In Vegas, too. That's the key.
I think
right
her,
there.
What's her name? I watched the two episodes, and it wasn't just, it was other sports handicappers. It was, you know, from what they're doing, like in Jersey with the legalization, Delaware, you know, where it started in Vegas. And somebody had a great point. It's a Vegas handicapper who's been out there for years. And he said, with the way Vegas keeps building hotels and casinos and bigger and better sports books, why, with lotteries everywhere and casinos everywhere, why has it taken so long for sports betting to be legalized across this country?
It's amazing, Bill. And I got to tell you, if I don't know if you've been to one of these sports books yet that they're building, because there's one actually right next to Giant Stadium in the parking lot in New Jersey. These places are unbelievable, Bill. I mean, there are televisions everywhere, all over the walls. There's, you know, waitresses and there's restaurants and everything's sports betting. I mean, these places are unreal, Bill.
They were showing some of the newer ones in Jersey, this Action, like a two-part series. I don't know if it's going to be weekly. I just ran across it on demand, and I watched it. I think it's on Showtime. And first off, the one woman, I'd say I do, but she's probably like 35, and I'm 57, even though I look like I'm 27, so I probably look too young for her. Is it Kelly? Could you look up the handicapper? Is it Kelly? I'm trying to remember. Is it Kelly Stewart?
I'm on it, Bill.
That doesn't sound right. I don't know. You can Google sports handicapper, Action, Showtime, and I'll do an on-air proposal if we have to. Yeah. The entire country, sports betting, these states, if you're doing a lottery, tell me why you can't do sports betting.
Her name is Kelly Stewart, and
is
she's
it?
Known as Kelly in Vegas, though.
Yeah, I sound like a stalker now that I actually knew her name.
You knew her name all along. You just
No, I didn't.
I think you were doing here, Bill, is you were trying to act like you didn't know her name,
no,
so it didn't look as creepy.
No. I came across that show last night, and I'm watching it, and then she was just gorgeous, and then she's talking about sports, and you know I'm seeing little like hearts fluttering in front of my eyes. I'm like, I love you. That's it. And it was weird. It's not weird if you say I'm attracted to a woman who's gorgeous and no sports. That's not weird, is it? I'm not stalking her. I didn't Facebook stalk her. I didn't Twitter stalk her. I didn't Instagram stalk her. I just brought her name up on a radio show heard on 355 radio stations in North America. That was it. Hey, nothing wrong with that. I get, you know how many women will tweet me about you are the best looking sports radio talk show host?
I get it a lot too. You're the best looking producer. In
yeah,
sports
I mean, Horowitz gets it. You know, Ryan Hickey, you know, says that he's got a fan club. I guess, over in South Orange, New Jersey, and he goes and he meets for pizza every month with them. So all these producers behind the scenes, it's a tough life. I mean, when I'm 57 and look like I'm 27, come on, give me a break. If you want to join us, we're talking about the national championship game. The tournament will end on Monday. Either Texas Tech or Virginia will be your 2019 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament champions. Who do you like on Monday? I think Tech wins by double digits. And is Texas Tech the best defensive team you've ever seen for one NCAA tournament? We've had some nominees like old school UNLV, Augman, Stacey Augman, Larry Johnson, Anderson Hunt, Patrick Ewan, mid-80s, that Georgetown team. Bob Huggins had some good defensive teams at Cincinnati. Patino, when he, you know, run the full court press at Louisville. 40 minutes of hell with Nolan Richardson at Arkansas. So you tell me, I think Tech's the best team. When I say that defensive unit, not defensive players individually, the best defensive team I've ever seen on any NCAA tournament bracket. So you can join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Corey in Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing?
Hey, Corey.
Hey, man, I think you're right. They should have reviewed them calls in the last 2 minutes, because if that call would have been made, the shot never would have been taken, and Auburn would have won the game, and you would have had two underdogs in the tournament, in the championship game. And I had Texas Tech winning my bracket. If you watch Texas Tech play defense all year, I think it was good they lost in the Big 12 tournament because it woke them up.
Hey, who'd they lose to? Iowa State got them, right?
No, it was West Virginia.
It was West Virginia. Yeah, but you see, but Huggins could throw some defense back at you. So who beat them this year? How many losses for Texas Tech?
I don't know exactly.
I think Iowa State got them.
Out of the Big 12 conference tournament, I think they only had like 3 or 4 losses.
Yeah, I think I think Iowa State got them once this year. So West Virginia, Huggins, he can at times he'll go throw some defense at you and get after it. He will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to look at Tech losses. Well, thanks, Corey, for the call down in Texas. Appreciate the love. Yeah, Tech started the season. They lost to Duke 69-58. Now, that's a low-scoring game for Duke. That was back on December 20th. Yeah, then they lost at home against Iowa State on January 16th, 68-64. They were 15-1 team at that time. Back-to-back games, they lost at Baylor and at K-State. They had a 3-game losing streak. Then they lost at Kansas by 16. Got hammered. Beat West Virginia on February 4th by 31 out in Lubbock. Won at OU by 12. Won at Oklahoma State by 28. Payback with Baylor by 25, beat Kansas 91-62 on February 23rd. Now, Kansas was a 4 seed this year. Struggled against Oklahoma State on February 27th, won an OT. Won at TCU, that's a pretty good basketball team, in Fort Worth on March 2nd. Beat Texas by 19, allowed only 51 for the Longhorns. Won at Iowa State, so they had some payback games. Yeah, and there's the loss. Last loss was 79-74. Big 12 tournament. And in the NCAA tournament, they've rolled Northern Kentucky by 15, Buffalo by 20, Michigan by 19, and it wasn't that close, Gonzaga by 6, and Michigan State by 10. 57 allowed to Northern Kentucky, 58 to Buffalo, 44 to Michigan, 69 to Gonzaga, and 51 to Michigan State. Wow. and they'll play Virginia for the national title Monday, 9:20 p.m. on CBS. Let's go to Jay in Boca Raton, Florida. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jay.
You know, I got two things to get off my chest. First of all, I mean, I was a ref like 25 years ago. As soon as that guy picked up the ball, I'm saying, that you can't do that. You can't do that. I'm waiting for the call. No call. You know, I'm so tired of these games that are the pinnacle of these people's lives, these kids' lives, to be decided by, you know, refs. That the New Orleans Rams game. I mean, you can't have this going on. I don't know, and I don't have any solutions except, you know, there has to be some way to stop the game and say, hold, you know, your entire career, you know, that you work every single day and bust your butt, you know, that you have to get it right. And the last thing I wanted to get off my chest is when I used to coach, okay, if I didn't want someone to foul, I would say, look, if you foul, whoever fouls this person or any person, you're not going to play on my team again. That's how you get these kids not to foul.
Jay, thank you. I appreciate your call in Boca Raton. And by the way, Jay, he sounded like Ray Romano, didn't he, McKeon? Did he sound like Ray Romano?
He might have been Ray Romano. Where is Ray Romano hanging out around now, this time of day?
It could be Boca Raton, right?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Maybe you guys got the name wrong. He said Jay, and it's Ray.
There's a good chance, Bill.
There is. The way that you can fix this, when they review in the final 2 minutes, they can review a missed call. And if there is a missed call and something as big as the NCAA tournament, a missed call that could affect the outcome, you have a main control room with a couple of referees working it, who then buzz the official who stops the game immediately, and they go review it. And they can wave off a bucket just like they'll review a three to see if it's a two or a three after the fact. If you get it right and you have corroborating video evidence to support why you made the change, nobody will complain. It's like guy getting fouled. The video's there. He got fouled, just like there was a double dribble. Review it. And you don't have to have the official stop in it. You can have a main NCAA center with two referees who aren't working the game, who then can buzz the official. He looks at the video, confirms with him, and there you go. How hard is that? You can join us live during our final hour, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.